It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey and Bimbo Jimbo here. And on the line right now is someone, Jimbo, you and I are super excited to be talking to.
Oh, Baby Huey! I am so excited to talk to this next guest. And I know what everyone is thinking. Who? 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 Well, he is one third of the world famous, longest reigning WWE Tag Team Champions, Big E of the New Day. Welcome to the show, my man.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. That's quite the intro, I must say. So hats off to you for that.
You're the intro expert, so I knew I had to bring it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That is my job, so thank you for that.
Trust me, Biggie, he's been practicing all morning for this, but we're super excited to be talking to you. So first off, congrats. You guys in the New Day have a new book out now, The Book of Booty, Shake It, Love It, Never Be It. You can get it now online, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Also, bookstores now, just go to bookofbooty.com.
And Biggie, we got to start right there with The Book of Booty. This is maybe the most New Day thing to date, which is saying something. So please tell our listeners about the book, because to me, I just think it's just such a perfect encapsulation of so much of what you guys are all about.
No, for sure. A lot of WWE and wrestling books are very serious. They'll take you through like kind of the rise and fall and the hard times. But this is a fun read. It's about 165 pages. It's very colorful. It has trivia. It has a top 10 list, Kobe's top 10 shoes, Xavier's top 10 video games. It has an instructional tutorial on how to dance like Big E. It's meant to be a fun read. It's for kids and adults who are kids at heart. So it's definitely very us. And we wanted something to reflect that, something that was fun. Much like us and our act, and we feel that we accomplished that.
Yeah, well, exactly. A mission accomplished, very much so. It is so much just you guys to a T, and it's just the latest in a long line of New Day-related products that have come out that really do represent you guys so well. And merchandise is something that I really wanted to touch on with you this morning, because I buy up everything that you guys put out. I mean, I got my track jacket, I got my unicorn horn, the box of bootios. It goes on and on, because I feel like your guys' brand is really the strongest on this front since Stone Cold Steve Austin, maybe. Can you reflect a little bit on just what being on top of your industry in that particular realm means to you and Kofi and Xavier? Because, I mean, it really is a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, that was important to us and something that we always want to be hands-on in. And we try to be very involved in the process when it comes to merch. And a lot of times it's stuff that they'll come to us with and like, hey, that's a great idea. And then sometimes we'll have an idea that we really like and we'll go to them. But I think really us a couple years ago, we were number one in the entire company for merch sales when we had the Bootio shirt release. And I think that really showed them that, hey, these guys can really move merch, and it allowed them to put some more trust in our hands. So we just wanted something that was fun. We feel like a lot of times we would look around at the current landscape of what was available from T-shirts, and a lot of it was very dark, a lot of black shirts, a lot of stuff that we thought looked very similar to the other designs. And we wanted something that when you saw it at the stands in the arenas during intermission and you went out and you went to look at the shirt, that we had a shirt that would pop. We wanted something that would catch your eye. We wanted something that was colorful. We wanted something that was fun. And that's something that we've always tried to do. Even seeing stuff like the unicorn horn was something that I thought would be around for maybe 3 to 6 months, and then it would no longer be a thing. But the fact that we're still selling unicorn horns all these years later, I think it's definitely been over 2 years now, that's still a thing. Same thing with the cereal. Yeah. The fact that we even have a cereal in wrestling is absurd to me, but I love it. And, you can go to FYE, and FYE.com, it's still a thing. That was another thing that was only supposed to have, a run or two, I think a few different shipments, and then kind of see how things would do from there. But I thought, maybe 3 to 6 months of the cereal being on shelves, but we're still selling cereal. So it's been really cool for us, and we just always wanted to be unique. We wanted to offer people an alternative because, there are a lot of people that might not really care for our brand of wrestling, but we wanted to offer, an alternative, and that was important to us. And whether you like us or not, we wanted people to feel some kind of way about our act. And we offered an alternative, and we're so glad that so many people who gravitated towards it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And you mentioned the a lot of the black shirts and stuff like that. I remember your guy's first shirt was black, and it was sort of more plain. And then like all the colors started coming out, really started popping. Do you guys have more input on your merchandise than say maybe most WWE superstars do?
Yeah, I would say so. And I think that's something that obviously took some time. The first shirt came out without us even seeing a design or even having any input in it. And, you know, obviously you want to be grateful for your first piece of merchandise. But I think really things took off for us from an in-ring perspective and from a merchandise perspective when they finally allowed us to have more of a voice. So I would hope that more talent would get to the point where they trust him to be able to sit down with them and say, hey, this is what we're thinking and do this, this, and this. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen as often as it probably should.
Yeah.
But we have been fortunate enough to be in that position where a lot of times we'll have guys from the office come down and show us a bunch of designs and kind of what they're thinking for the next few months. And we'll be able to say, hey, we like this. We don't like that. Tweak this, tweak that. And that's really helped us because we really believe that if we like something, that our fans will like it. And, we don't always nail everything. But for the most part, we feel like we have a good understanding of what people will gravitate towards.
So Big E, so with addition to the Book of Booty, which is out now, we encourage all of our listeners to go out and get it. WrestleMania, look at it. We're looking at the calendar right now, about 3 weeks away. So just please tell us your excitement level right now for this year's show.
I'm really excited, man. Even I think taking a glimpse at the current card and kind of where things are headed to, I think it's pretty exciting. Even you're getting a dream match like Shinsuke versus AJ, getting that at WrestleMania, really having, to me, I feel like that can go either way. That's something to me that doesn't feel at all predictable. It's very cool. And then I feel like it's pretty stacked. Ronda Rousey obviously being in the company is very new and fresh, and I think a lot of people are excited about that. And will even if you're not excited about it, for some of the more hardcore fans, I do think she'll bring a ton of eyes,
no doubt,
to WrestleMania that probably would not have watched. People are going to be intrigued, so that's great for our business either way. I think it's looking to be a very exciting card. The Braun versus the Bar stuff, I think, is interesting. Seeing one enormous wrecking crew of a man, seeing if he can capture the tag title. It's very different. That's not something that we really do at all in tag team division. So it's definitely, I think it's shaping up to be a really cool card. And seeing what Undertaker does now with the Cena challenge is interesting. It's an exciting card. And WrestleMania was a great host a few years ago for WrestleMania. And I think our fans will be excited to be back in New Orleans.
Very cool, Big E. So with you, along with Kofi and Xavier, the New Day hosted WrestleMania 33 last year. And this year, Jimbo and I are talking. It looks like it's going to be on course for a possible triple threat match for the tag belts for SmackDown Live. So what is bigger for you, being a match in WrestleMania or being able to host it like you did last year?
I don't know what's bigger, man. I honestly love the fact that we got to host. That's been my favorite WrestleMania, I think, so far. But in the same vein, it's a balance for us. Like, we love the entertainment stuff, but we also love being able to be in the ring and show that we can go. So as excited as we were for last year being able to host, that's such a huge honor, we're also really excited to go out there and steal the show in the ring and have the best match we can and become 5-time tag team champions. You know, nothing's been announced, obviously, but you can kind of see the writing on the wall with where we're headed. And, yeah, man, it's an exciting time.
It is very exciting, and I want to circle back to your historic tag team title reign. I mean, it's been very well documented, longest one ever. Some great facts about it are in the Book of Booty. But what did it mean to you and Kofi and Xavier to know that y'all were going to break Demolition's record for the longest reign, that kind of support, that kind of achievement? You know, wrestlers' careers can have so many ups and downs, but just that must have been very surreal to break through that barrier.
Yeah, man. It's we were guys who were just trying to get booked when we first started as the New Day. We were just guys who were trying to resurrect our careers because we were all floundering you know, all three of us were, and then we decided to get together. And then in many ways, you could say we were still floundering when the New Day first was a thing. So for us to have done as much as we have has been incredible. You know, we never would have imagined when we first started. I can't imagine being in a long promo seg with The Rock where we go back and forth with him. I wouldn't have imagined being post WrestleMania or having a wrestling serial. A wrestling serial, that's absurd. A lot of things that we were able to accomplish were things that we never imagined. We had a lot of faith in us as a trio, but we were just guys who were just trying to regularly get on TV, trying to be in angles that people enjoyed. And, we're extremely grateful. And I think having the downtimes, having the potholes, having the difficulties has helped me, and I think the three of us, really enjoyed the successes that much more, is knowing that we weren't always like destined. We weren't guys who were destined to be at the very top of the card or have Hell in a Cell matches and do a lot of things that we have. We were guys who worked hard and believed in ourselves, and were given some pretty good breaks. We were very fortunate along the way. So it's been a lot of fun for us. And I'm most grateful when I think it's all said and done and my career is over. I'm really grateful for the fact that I got to show up to work every day, and I got to laugh on a daily basis. I got to meet with two other guys who I consider brothers. I got to really enjoy the ride because, honestly, there were definitely times before the New Day where I would show up to work, and it felt like work, and it wasn't that much fun.
Tell me about
it. And I'm just grateful for the fact that I'm enjoying my career.
Very cool. So we're talking to Big E, one third of the New Day. Their book, The Book of Booty, is out now. So Big E, we know we got busy schedules, so we just got a couple more for you. So you and the Usos have this historic rivalry going and some classic matches to date. So what is it about you guys and the Usos that have such great chemistry in the ring?
Man, that's something that we've talked about and thought about. I think a lot of it has to do with, so we, from a backstage perspective, as I'm sure you can see, if you watch Woods' critically acclaimed gaming channel, Up, Up, Down, Down, like, follow, subscribe, do all that jazz, you can see the rapport. You can see the chemistry that we have with those guys. And there's a real friendship there. And a real brotherhood. And I've known those guys since I was signed. I think Jimmy Uso was there a few months before his brother. So I know Jimmy. Jimmy was there when I got signed about 9 years ago. So I've known him for almost 9 years. And Jay got there a little bit after. So about the same amount of time. For over 8 years, almost nine, we've known each other. And for us to gel so well, I think we also see the business and the way matches should work in a very similar way. I think a lot of guys are too worried and too concerned about looking strong or about getting their stuff in and doing this move and doing that move, where a lot of times, you have to be selfless. To have a great match, I think you really have to be selfless and understand that, hey, at this point in this match, it's not about me looking good. It's about, like, what do we do to get the best reaction? And, I'm obviously not a musician, but in many ways, like, I think of a really great wrestling like jazz and the ability to feel, to improvise, that ability to kind of ride the rhythm and have an understanding of what kind of reaction we'll get when we do this, or the timing, the positioning, all of that stuff. And that's why when people say pro wrestling is an art, if you're not a wrestling fan, you probably don't understand that. But if you are and you've seen enough great matches, and you understand, like, how a great match is structured, or at least have a general understanding of how it all comes together, it really is art, because it's really about the timing. It's about embracing the crowd. And the fact that we do it live, we have one take and one opportunity to do it. And I think the Usos have a very similar perspective on what wrestling should be, on how great tag team wrestling is done. And I can't thank those guys enough for being the best dance partners imaginable.
Yeah, that's such great perspective, and you're absolutely right. I mean, pro wrestling is an art form. We got one more for you. This is one that I really wanted to ask you. I got to take you back in time a little bit. 2015, New Day at the time was in its sort of early incarnation, which we've touched on. But this is, you took to Twitter, and essentially you turned heel on Twitter with some really amazing, hilarious tweets. Like, I choose to clap for to forget the fans who interrupt my meal to tell me to sign a menu for their third cousin's wife. And just it went on and on. And I remember seeing this go down and being totally honest, I wasn't sure what the direction you guys were doing with New Day at the time. And then once I saw those tweets, I was like, this is amazing. And I hope that this actually leads to something on screen. And it did. And I thought that was really groundbreaking, incorporating social media in that way. How did that all come about?
Honestly, there wasn't like a master plan, or like it wasn't a decision that we didn't like sit down and decide like, hey, this is what we should do. And it was something I think I honestly remember. I think I was on an airplane at the time. I think I just woke up from a nap, and I thought, hey, this is not a bad idea. So I just kind of churned out some things. And honestly, it was – so I felt like we were at a very pivotal point, and there's a small window. And I'm like, we need to do something here. A decision needs to be made for us to make a turn. And at this point, I'm like, I'm going to do anything in my power that – to make this happen. And I don't know if it had anything to do with helping us, have the heel turn. But for me, I guess you want to use, because I don't consider myself a great actor by any means. So I try to use things that are real to me. And I think a lot of it is, it's not something that, I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase this. They're things those are real emotions, I guess, in many ways, and kind of real experiences. But in many ways, I just kind of blew up things that, small irritations.
Yeah.
Obviously, those things, those fan interactions, those are times where I'm like, I could use some time to myself here. But it's not a big deal. But I kind of just took some things that were, maybe some minor irritations and made them a bit bigger. But at the time, it was really, we were just at a point of desperation where, I really wanted to do something to help turn the tide. I felt like we desperately needed to be heels here. We needed a change because I feel like if that wasn't done within those few weeks or that month, I really don't know where we would be right now. So it's I'm glad people gravitated towards that stuff. I wanted to use something that felt real, that felt like, hey, this isn't me, Big E, speaking, but this is me as a real person. I wanted people, and I think there are a lot of our fans, especially people who are on Twitter and the hardcore fans, who like the things that are, they like work shoots. They like things that feel real. And that felt like a moment to be, a little more honest.
Dude, I really do think that was a pivotal point, and so many people did gravitate towards it. Big E, you've been so generous with your time. We really appreciate it. I want to encourage everybody to get the Book of Booty, shake it, love it, never be it. And, man, from Baby Huey and myself, thank you so much for everything that you do. New Day, you guys make the absurd possible, and we love every second of it. So thank you.
Thank you, Big E.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome. Actually, Jimbo and I just got a confirmation email yesterday. We're going to be down at Radio Row for WrestleMania. So hopefully we can cross paths in person and continue this conversation. So thank you again.
Beautiful. I guess I'll see you there.
Awesome. Thank you, Big E. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Wow, Bimbo Jimbo. Look at that. That was such an awesome interview with one third of the New Day, Big E.
Dude, that is... that is already on one of my all-time favorite interviews that we've ever done. And we've done a lot of great ones, but he was excellent. And I love just how expressive he was, how willing to talk about everything that we asked him. He had just such great answers to everything we were talking about with him. And yeah, like you said, I'm looking forward to hopefully continuing on, because we had more things to talk about. And just great stuff from Big E.
Very well spoken on his part on everything we asked him. I love him just opening up to us and explaining everything on New Day's career so far in the WWE. So it was really cool hearing everything he had to say. So we encourage all of our listeners, go out, get the Book of Booty, shake it, love it, never be it. It's out now. You can get it online, like places like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or just go to bookofbooty.com, or you can go to your local bookstore. We encourage that. Go outside and buy go outside and buy it in person if you want to.
Bookstore.
Yeah, so go to bookofbooty.com. It has all the links there of all the different places you can buy the book online. And so, Jimbo, also we need to remind all of our listeners, remember, WrestleMania 34 is Sunday, April 8th, coming to you live from Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans on the W... You're dancing right now like Big E here in the studio. So subscribe to WWE Network if you haven't done so yet. Watch the biggest show of the year on WrestleMania 34. I like your dance moves. If we talk to Big E in person in New Orleans.
I'm down to dance with Big E. I want him to put me in the abdominal stretch and spank me, you know, do with that information whatever you will, listeners, yes. And what that means. But, dude, what? I'm on such a rush from I'm because, you know, Huey, I'm huge into the New Day.
Absolutely.
You know, like, I'm a New Day guy, and I've been such a big supporter of theirs. And so to get to talk to Big E, that was a lot of fun for me. That was a personal one a little bit there for me.
Honestly, over the years, anyone here at the radio station knows you're the number one person that believes in the power of positivity.
Absolutely.
As you said in the interview, you buy all their merch. You wear the socks, the shirts, the jackets, everything. So you're the one who definitely...
Well, I should have told them I wore the New Day socks to the NBA Finals.
Oh, well, you're saying it right now. So Big E, if you're listening to this podcast, please let it be known that Jimbo wore your socks.
Repping to Steph Curry and all of them.
And honestly, here's a funny little thing. I know we were short on time with him, but I do have a personal story with him. So jumping back, man, it's almost been 4 years. So when it was first announced that WrestleMania was coming here to the Bay Area, I had opportunity to go down to the SAP Center. There was a house show down there. And so record some early interviews to kind of help promote the announcement and the on sale day. And so that day down at SAP Center in San Jose, I got to talk to Big E and Ric Flair in person.
You know what I say to that?
What's that?
TFTI. Thanks for the invite.
It was kind of before you and I kind of got this thing going here. Everything here we did at the radio station.
Because when was that?
It was the summer of 2014, I believe.
Summer of 2014. Had you started the other guys yet?
No, I think it was right before it, to be honest. I think it was right before it. Honestly, it was like the timeline was close.
I'll give you a pass.
Okay, thank you.
Because nigh on, very few short months later, maybe, Huey.
Well, we
formed our own New Day-esque trio or whatever.
Absolutely. I know what you're saying, but it was cool because when I got to talk to him in person that day, at that time, the New Day was very much in the early stages of its creativity. I can't even stop laughing. You're dancing here in the studio. But it was in the early stages of when they created it. And I remember when they started out, it was at house shows at first with Xavier coming out and then Big E and Kofi coming out with them afterwards. And I remember at the time online, a lot of people were saying, oh, is this like a new version of the Nation of Domination 2.0? Yeah. A lot of people were just, that was the early assumptions of what the New Day was going to be.
Yeah.
But little did we know, it went a whole different direction.
It went their direction.
Absolutely.
Which, like, I've never in to see, I mean, I could have gotten into it so much more with them, but to see the amount of creativity and input that they have had on their run in WWE is so impressive, because I think Big E kind of alluded to it. I think, you know, before, you know, he took to Twitter that day and stuff like that, it wasn't really getting over, you know, people were chanting the New Day sucks, stuff like that, and they were baby faces.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, you know, whatever, it was kind of, whatever WWE Creative was putting out there for them, you know, I'm sure they had different plans for how effective it was going to be. Mm-hmm. But to fast forward and see just how much input they've had, like you watched when they come out of WrestleMania and they're wearing Saiyan suits from Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
You know, like that's... Yeah. You know, that's
their personalities coming through.
Yeah, it's incredible to see that.
So it's very cool to see just how much their career has progressed over the last few years. So it's just, man, that was such an awesome interview. So it was very cool talking to Big E kind of right before the New Day took off and just seeing where they've gone now. So just kudos to them on everything they've accomplished. So it's so much fun to watch them. And you and I just huge fans of theirs and just wish them all the best just moving forward for years to come with this. And you keep dancing here in the studio.
I'm on a high. I'm on a power of positivity high here, Huey.
So remember, listeners out there, follow Big E on Facebook at Big E, also Twitter and Instagram at WWE Big E. And remember, watch WrestleMania 34 Sunday, April 8th, live on the WWE Network. And as we said, go out, get their new book, The Book of Booty, Shake It, Love It, Never Be It. And listen to all of our podcasts at 1077thebone.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher. Jimbo, where can people find you online?
What is at James Kincaid on Twitter and at bimbo.jimbo on the gram, which is where, like, I'd say Instagram's taken over as my number one social media engine of choice.
Mm-hmm. I would say so, totally.
Yeah.
It's a great way just to show everyone all the cool things we get to do and be a part of.
It's a good way to lie about, you know, how great life is and stuff like that. You know, it's the ultimate, like, shield of positivity. Like, I'm doing great. I is happy, you know? So follow me on there.
Yeah. Follow me on Facebook at Baby Huey Official, also Twitter and Instagram at Baby Huey 83. And for everything else, just go to 1077thebone.com. Until next time, thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.